In this episode, we're going to talk about how businesses are adopting video and what the biggest trends are.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey-o! All right, so where in the world is Todd right now? I am out here on vacation in my hometown, Hermosa Beach, California, which is connected to Manhattan Beach. Those are really my two hometowns that are like, they're like sister cities. They're connected. And I'm back here at the beach. I'm actually sitting on the strand on the deck of our hotel room. And the strand is a 26-mile bike path. It's in front of these amazing homes. My wife and I are chilling out for the week. Our dog's here. You may hear him at some point. And you also are going to hear people playing volleyball in the background or going by on a skateboard. Just embrace it when you do. And just know I'm bringing you on the road as I go. In a moment, you're going to see how you and your clients stack up to other video creators and what trends you should be expecting in the months that are coming up. Things that you should be aware of as a video marketer. And how to use this to your advantage. So we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, this was the week where video marketing saved the world from nuclear disaster. That's right. Think about this for a moment. President of the United States went over to Singapore and met with the chairman of North Korea. I think that's his official title, but we'd all call him a dictator, right? Kim Jong-un. And what did he bring with him? He brought with him a powerful video of what the world would look like and what North Korea would look like if it adopted capitalism, right? Love the president or hate the president, that's for your own mind to make up, but let's not miss the opportunity to learn from what just took place. So why did the president use video to show, and if you haven't seen that video, I'll put it on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/160. So why did the president put a video as his biggest weapon when he met with the North Korean dictator? Because he was trying to communicate something very complex. He was trying to give him a view into the future of what this opportunity could mean for the North Korean people, what it could mean for his legacy as the head of North Korea. And how adopting some basic capitalistic principles would allow him to lift up the quality of life. So he showed him basically a real estate pitch. And your learning opportunity here is, look, if you don't like the guy, don't miss the opportunity to learn, right? And anytime you've got a complex sales process, a complex business or product or service, that's when you should be using video in business, because it paints a picture that will take you so much longer to be able to communicate, and it helps people connect the dots quickly. Plus, it also packs in the very important punch of emotions and clarity of message. And those all come together to telling the message the president wanted to communicate. A couple episodes past, you heard me talk about how the NFL had just created some new rules for kickoffs. And in those new rules, they're tough to communicate. So they created a video that explained the new rules, right? And if you're selling video, when you're hearing your clients talk and you're hearing them explain what's coming next or something that's difficult for them to communicate to their prospects, you should be thinking, dun, 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 that's a great opportunity for a video, right? And the core here is, it really doesn't matter how long that video is. Don't get hung up with that. Focus on how you can get your message across in the least amount of time, with the most emotion, with greatest clarity and visual representation. So when we're talking about visual representation, you have to ask yourself, as a video marketer, would this message be better taught if it was a message that I was sharing in animation or maybe my client on camera talking to the camera? Or would it be a whiteboard video, which are totally outdated? Don't put yourself in that position. If a client asks you, well, we want a whiteboard video, you should be thinking, oh, like Rand Fishkin, the creator, the founder of Moz, who's no longer with Moz, but Rand is going to be joining us on this podcast in just a couple of episodes. Super excited about that. You should be thinking about how you get that message across in the least amount of words, in the most convincing and compelling way possible. And sometimes that's with animation, all right? So this is the week for video marketers. Congratulations, you saved the world from nuclear disaster. Congratulations, we did it. Once again, move the world from the brink of war to something that maybe down the road could be peace and reconciliation and bringing our troops home, all with the power of a video. Amazing, isn't it? All right. So let me tell you about what Vidyard just created. I'll put this PDF that Vidyard created. It's really their 2018 Video in Business Report. And I'm going to break down the most important details that you need to know as a video marketer. 90% of customers say that video helps them make buying decisions. And 64% of customers say that seeing a video makes them more likely to buy. 64% of customers say that seeing a video makes them more likely to buy. And with all this data in favor of video, brands are no longer asking if video is worthwhile as an investment. Now they're asking about scalability, the strategy, the ROI, everything that I've been talking with you about on this podcast. Now, do you hear that in the background? There's actually a volleyball tournament about to start for high school kids, mostly high school girls right now. And there are, let me count them, 9 volleyball courts on the sand right in front of me. And this is being run by Eric Fanamawana, who is in my age range. He went on, played on the U.S. Olympic team, I believe, in 2006, because I remember I was living in Arizona, and we were celebrating, Fanamawana's hometown nickname is Fanoy. And so we were all celebrating Fanoy, people from my high school, MiraCosta. MiraCosta is the mecca of volleyball, beach and court. Example, my home, my senior year in high school, the girls team and the boys team won the national championship in volleyball, and they've been a juggernaut for years, really kind of like a farm system. And once the kids graduate, they go on to play very competitive college volleyball and win national championships, hence my childhood best friend Piper Hahn and Heidi Eich that went on and won a national championship at Stanford. And so this is a really beloved thing in my area. And right now, Fanoy, who teaches beach volleyball and is a former pro beach and Olympic gold medal winner and so on, Fanoy is running his volleyball stuff anyway. You'll hear it in the background. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let me get back to what the podcast is about. When that ADD moment was brought to you by Wirebuzz. All right? These findings from Vidyard are based on first-party data collected from the Vidyard video platform from more than 600 businesses and over 250,000 videos in a 12-month period. So let's see how you stack up with what the trends are showing and what you should be expecting. Key takeaways. Businesses have published 377 videos on average and are publishing 33 new videos every month. And their video libraries are going to double within 12 months. That's remarkable. Think about this. How many of your clients are publishing 377 videos on average and are publishing 33 new videos a month? If you're a marketer for a company and you're thinking about this, you should really be thinking about your industry. And I'll get to industry in a little bit so you have an idea of how this splits out. But I think the trends in industry, if I remember correctly, are very similar from one industry to the next. And with companies pumping out 33 new videos a month and doubling their video library, that's an opportunity for you to understand what's happening inside of your competitors' offices and what they're doing with people like me. Businesses in high tech and professional services are publishing the most new videos on a monthly basis. 89% of views of business-related videos take place on desktop browsers, with only 11% on mobile devices. Okay, inside of our office, that was something that we had a conversation with. We're actually seeing different stats. But interesting enough, Vidyard's population of, let's see, what do they have? What do they, how many companies? Let me look up here. Vidyard is running this based on 600 businesses. Wirebuzz would be basing it on 100 businesses. Their population size for their study is much larger than what we do. 89% of views of business-related videos are taking place on desktop browsers, with only 11% on mobile devices. The middle of the week, well, that's the most popular time for B2B, business-to-business video views, with Tuesday between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. seeing the highest number of views. I want to unpack that for you. The psychology behind that is actually rather interesting. To me, that's an indicator that Monday, people are overwhelmed, and later on in the week, people are starting to tail off, or they've got things to finish. But Tuesday is a really great time, the most popular time to be watching business videos, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that is Pacific Standard Time, okay? Candidly, from a guy who grew up on the west side of the country, it's the only time that matters, right? Product videos and demos and explainers are the most common videos produced. Websites and social media are the most common distribution channels. That's kind of obvious. The number of businesses using video on landing pages jumped from 49% last year to 60% this year, and the number of businesses using video in email jumped from 36 to 46%. Why? So you got to be asking yourself, why is the number of businesses using video on landing pages jumping from 49% to 60% this year? And the answer is really easy. Results. Okay? It's about results. Whenever you want to pump up the jam, pump it up, always add a video. Whenever you want to add better results to search, add a video. To social, to email, to traffic, to sales, add a video, right? That's how you pump it up. And that's why when people go and create a landing page and they look at it and they say, hey, maybe these results aren't that hot. What can we do to improve it? We add a business video. This is also why business videos prove out ROI time and again when you do it strategically. If you want to figure out how to guarantee your videos generate an ROI, you know, a return on investment. Well, if you've been a frequent listener of this podcast, you know I've been trailblazing this for a very long time and have created a 5-part web-based mini course that you can get access to. It's free to the listeners of this podcast, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Return on investment. Candidly, that's all that matters. Additionally, video use in sales conversions has also experienced a marked increase from 25% to 37%. Now, this is a golden opportunity for you to be teaching people in your office about how your sales teams should be using it. I kind of see myself as like this bridge. I'm this bridge that spans the gap between the marketing teams and the sales teams and brings them back in alignment so they can start achieving their original mission again, which is making money together. The use of video analytics is becoming more prevalent, with 36% of businesses using intermediate or advanced analytics to measure performance. And only 13% of businesses not using video analytics of this kind. Now, when I read this, I'm highly suspect of this. Because analytics is one of those things that as an advanced marketer, I know the answers are always in the analytics, but most people say they use analytics, but they really don't. And sure, a question like this is deceptive. Because people are going to say that they have the analytics hooked up, but I don't think most people know or understand how to read the analytics and get the answers out of it. Because the answers are always buried deep down inside your analytics. If you go back to the episode I did with Tim Allwell, we talked about optimizing your campaign as it's going on. All of that happens from going inside of your analytics and studying where your audience is. And I would recommend, if you have an opportunity, I'll do this right now, get you that podcast episode number. So bear with me for a moment. And I have so many tabs open in my browser that I'm embarrassed to tell you I might have 10 podcast episodes right now on my computer desktop of other information that I'm going to be bringing to you that's super vital for you to understand. Now, this podcast episode that I did with Tim is overcoming adversity with your digital marketing, and that's wirebuzz.com/155. Now, the music, you hear the music kicking on in the background? That means that this volleyball tournament is getting going, and I sure hope that it's not annoying to you, but this is the vibe that I live with and grew up with here in Manhattan Beach. Now I live in Scottsdale, but it's good to be back home, chilling out on the beach. Those using advanced analytics were 2 times as likely to report that returns on their video investment are improving. It only makes sense. If you're studying the results, if you're studying what your audience is telling, then you have the opportunity to optimize. And those of you that are just getting started as maybe you've been a video creator, but you don't understand the analytics, I'd like to have you take something like a digital marketer course on understanding analytics. It's inexpensive. It might be like $25. And get yourself an opportunity to learn about the analytics, what watch time means, what bounce rate is, what the drop-off is, and what you could decipher, what your audience is telling you from that information. And then what the full page analytics around it, all of that is important for you to know. Spend a few moments talking about viewing device. Now, I told you that only 89% of views, and when I say only, I really mean it's amazing that 89% of views are happening on desktop right now for business videos, and 11% is the only. Only 11% is happening on mobile devices. This is going to change radically, but it also should be an indicator that in a business context, people are not watching as many business videos on their mobile devices. So in the past, I've told you it'd be really smart for you to be making sure that everything you present in a video is viewable on a mobile device. And I still think that that should be your goal going forward, because it'll work for any of them and all of them that watch it. And I want to make sure that you are optimizing for the audience, no matter how they're looking at it. And if you optimize for mobile with larger buttons and larger text, then you're also going to give a really good user experience for people that are watching on desktop. But if you optimize for desktop, you won't be giving a good user experience for people on mobile. Does that make sense? All right. While businesses still need to cater to all devices, this is Vidyard talking, and screen sizes, the numbers suggest that there is flexibility to take advantage of desktop features like larger screens and more advanced browsers to build more compelling experiences like interactive video or video forms. All right, you should know about that. Let's talk about browser types. When viewers are consuming video content, which browsers do you think they're using? Well, Chrome remains the top browser type, with Internet Explorer still holding its own in seconds, though usage has fallen dramatically from last year's 34%. Chrome makes up 58% of people that are viewing business videos. Internet Explorer 20%, Safari 10%, Firefox 7%, and all others 5%. Now, when I'm talking about this, what I really want you to be doing is you need to be testing every video across each one of your mobile devices. When you're creating a landing page, as a marketer, I already intuitively know that when I'm creating a landing page for a client, skateboards are going by right now, so bear with me. As a marketer, I already know that I need to make sure that that page is viewable on each of the devices. First, start with Chrome at 58%, then go to Internet Explorer at 20%, and then Safari at 10%, all right? So go to each of them. Look how that page lays out. Because if you don't do that, you're also going to be having a bad experience, and it's going to be tampering with your analytics, and I want to make sure that your analytics are gold, because they won't be if, let's say, people on Internet Explorer are having a hard time engaging with your video. Now, viewing time is interesting in this study. A strong trend exists in the consumption of video content throughout the day. The chart on page, let me tell you what page, give me a second, on page 9 of this form will be very interesting. The chart shows a material spike in viewing between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time for those of you on the east side or the right side of the map of the U.S., which means that video consumption, just like most businesses or content consumes, tends to happen earlier in the day. Now, I've already noticed this as a marketer from our own data. And while we're on this topic, I'll lift the veil. But I have been, whenever I post content, I always get the best results when I post it first thing in the morning. So in my calendar, I have a standard set time to go in before I do anything, even before I go on my run in the morning to post my content. I actually prep it the night before and publish it first thing in the morning, because 7 a.m. Pacific is 10 a.m. Eastern, and people on the east side are already starting to get their day underway, and you want to be there in their hands while they've got some time in their day to start browsing. Does that make sense? The only days of the business week that this doesn't apply to are Mondays and Fridays, where viewers tend to get off to a slower start, with 9 a.m. being the start time, Pacific time, and 11 a.m. Is when it ends. That's kind of the big time, from 9 a.m. Pacific to 11 a.m., and which means on Mondays and Fridays, on the East Coast, it's from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay, that's where the most consumption takes place. The middle of the week, though, is a great opportunity for you. That's where the highest traffic happens, with Tuesday morning seeing the highest number of views of any time throughout the week, with Wednesday and Thursday not far behind Tuesday. Okay, you can use that to your advantage. All right, so publishing trends. The average number of videos published by any organization in the data of Vidyard, based on 600 businesses, the average number of videos published by any organization was 377 videos. That's the average number, which is up significantly from last year's average of 293 videos. So let me just provide a little bit of context here. Vidyard is basing this on their 600 customers. And you should know that their customers are also a little bit bigger, like enterprise level, right? That could afford this robust, powerful video marketing platform of Vidyard. But who are you competing with? You're really not competing with people in your industry as much as you're competing for attention, for everyone and everything that is vying for your prospects' attention, right? This is the attention economy. So when you see that people are pumping out 377 videos in a year, you should be thinking about how you stay in front of them and keep yourself top of mind. A top of mind marketer is somebody who recognizes that their prospect is going to make a buying decision at some point. And it's probably not going to be today, but if they stay in front of them and they continue to create a relationship and stay regularly top of mind, then when that prospect goes to make a buying decision, they will be the logical person. All right. So the numbers comprise of a whole subset of online videos, from marketing campaign videos to event invitations, customer testimonials, on-demand webinars, product demo videos, sales enabled videos, and much, much more. And videos published by month is interesting. Aside from the months of December through February, when everybody seems to hit the snooze button in companies that Vidyard services, companies go into deep planning mode during those months, and only rare marketers seem to escape this winter hibernation. Month to month, publishing is fairly steady, gradually ramping up towards the end of the year. There are, however, a few interesting changes to note from last year's data. One is that the number of videos published in November almost doubled since the year before. Now, perhaps this is suggesting that more marketers are getting on board with end-of-year pushes or campaigns. Now, I've got a whole different view on this, which I'll get to in a second. Another is that January and February experienced a bit more of a dip in terms of video production, possibly indicating that marketers are taking more time to plan in the new year before driving straight in to video production. This is kind of easy for me to explain this, because I'm on the production side. By the way, military-grade helicopters, two of them, are going by above the beach right now. I'm 100 yards from the Hermosa Beach Pier, which is an iconic pier. And I'll let the helicopters go and you'll get a good idea of this. But the reason that videos go down towards the end of the year is naturally people go on vacation, right? And other priorities take place. But there's also something else, and it's called budgets. You see, you realize a budget in most companies in January. Some people work on a fiscal year, some work on the regular calendar year, but most budgets start off in January. And you're not going to publish that video. For us, on average, takes basically 8 weeks to create a business video right the first time. And that means pre-planning and strategy and scripting and storyboards and getting the right location and hiring the talent and then going into editing and revisions. I know there's a lot of people that are saying, well, Todd, it doesn't really take 8 weeks. In fact, we can do it a lot faster. But if you want to do videos the right way the first time, that's how long it takes. And at Wirebuzz, we do over 2,000 videos a year. So I've got some context here, and anybody can do a video faster. This isn't NASCAR. Getting across the finish line, saving money, and doing it efficiently the right way the first time is always the goal. So if December is slow, it often means that companies don't have budgets. If January and February is a bit slower for publishing, it often means that the new budgets are now in place and videos are being created by crews like mine and are about to be published in late February, March, April, and so on. Got it? All right, cool. Yeah, man, reggae playing in the background. Let's take a moment and talk about video distribution. You know, there's no shortage of opportunities to share videos across channels. But as with last year's data, websites and social media are the most popular by far. 86% of businesses use video on their websites, and 77% use video on social media. However, it's also interesting to note how much video usage across other channels has increased over the past year. For instance, the number of businesses using video on landing pages jumped from 49% to 60%. Why? Because a video on a landing page makes that landing page more effective, right? Every time you use a video strategically and you plan it out and it's within context of that page becomes much more effective. Video use in sales conversion has also experienced a marked increase from 25% to 37% as more and more salespeople adopt this medium as a way to cut through the noise and to connect with customers and prospects. Now, I've been trailblazing in this space. So I think that's really where business needs to be focusing its attention when it comes to video marketing. Video in sales is super powerful. With my company, we decrease 66% of our sales time by using video in our sales process. And businesses that we advise see remarkable results because really the marketing team has been creating the assets for people other than the sales team. And those videos should be used for the sales team to leverage. And the marketing team doesn't get the same kind of reps in front of prospects that the sales team does. And so that's why when I bridge the gap, I'm really spending time with the sales team finding out what are those common objections. What are those frequently asked questions? What are the three most important things that a prospect is interested in? All of those are essential. Anyway, this is a super important a PDF and report that Vidyard pushed out. It is the 2018 Video in Business Benchmark Report. I will put it on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/160. I could literally go on all day, but Lord knows this beach kid is on vacation time right now, which is rare and even more expensive than when I'm in the office. So on behalf of my wife and our dog, Happy Hartley, we thank you for joining us on vacation. Wirebuzz.com/160 is where you go to get more information, to get access to this PDF. And special thank you to our friends at Vidyard that gave me an advance look long before it was published. A lot of cool things coming up about Vidyard. You're not going to want to miss what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing a couple of really cool case studies with their tools, and I'm going to be bringing that data right back to you so you can see how it's impacting my business. And if you want to know how to get started with video marketing and understand how to use it in your business, well, I created a basically an on-demand webinar that you could get access to and learn how to use video in your sales context. And that webinar, which is 30 minutes long, featuring yours truly, can be seen at wirebuzz.com/speedo. Why speedo? You'll find out in the first 5 minutes as I walk you through my most embarrassing story of commanding attention in a blue speedo and how businesses can learn from that. wirebuzz.com/speedo. And if this podcast episode was valuable to you, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play is where it lives. You can go and subscribe there, and each and every new episode 2 a week will be sent directly to your mobile device, all right? And on behalf of the team at Wirebuzz, we thank you very much for joining us. Peace out, Shaka. I'm giving you a big Shaka. I'm going to drop some photos on the show notes page of what's going on in front of me, what the view looks like here, and I'll be pumping out a couple of videos that you'll see around on LinkedIn and on Twitter of my hometown and some information that you need to know. But that'll be coming up also. Stay tuned. See you on LinkedIn. Hit me up. Drop me a note. And I'll look forward to hearing about you, your business, and the great opportunities that lay in front of you of how you can use video to convince and convert at faster rates. Peace.